Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It sounds like I'm defending the Browns, but I still don't know why the hell Tyler Huntley was out there. I agree with Shador there. I don't know. And I know he wasn't like throwing grenades in the locker room there about that. But my God, why was Tyler Huntley out there?
Actually, Shador was a lot nicer than I think I would have been. I would have been like,
what would you say?
I would have been like, yeah, it was my game. I was terrible.
Wait a minute.
I need to come in and do my best. I get one last chance to fix it.
But before the game,
this is it. This is the end of anybody seeing me throw a football for the next how many weeks?
But before the game, he was complimentary towards Tyler Huntley. You can't just throw Tyler Huntley under the bus. He was saying how Tyler Huntley was a help to him. That was in the pregame. I'm sure you weren't watching that. But he was saying those things. So you can't just all of a sudden question a guy. I mean, a Pro Bowl's a Pro Bowl's a Pro Bowl. You can't just sit there all of a sudden and start questioning a guy who's been in a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, why the hell was he out there?
Only,
even though I will.
But why did they bring in Tyler Huntley? It was because of the injuries.
Yes.
That's the only reason he was here.
I could not agree with you more. I have no idea why Tyler Huntley was out there.
Or why they needed to get film for him. He's played in the NFL.
Didn't need to get film for
like,
him.
Like, I get Kevin said
there's
that
enough film of him.
After the game, like they were doing him a favor. They don't need to do favors right now to anybody other than the guy they drafted in the fifth round who was horrific.
Did they say, because they brought him in short notice, right? We promise you we'll get you in that last series of the preseason.
We'll squeeze you in.
You can just lie, Kev.
Yeah. At the detriment of the kid that let's be honest, and I can't blame Shador. People were going after him for having bad body language. You're supposed to have good body language playing like that? Are you supposed to be rah-rah?
I've seen terrible body language out of a lot of different quarterbacks when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
What was the body language of what he was? I didn't think he was pouting or anything. I think he was upset. And I would have been upset, too.
Well, it's funny that some people were like, he already left the field. And then they showed a camera view of him coming in to the tunnel. Hmm. And he saw some fans and he immediately smiled and like waved to the fans. So people tried to spout off like he was some malcontent. No, he was just pissed off the way he played. And could you blame him? Would you have had good body language out there?
Oh, I know that we talked about it a little bit during Lima Likes, but you have to address it again. What are you doing with Dustin Hopkins?
So I saw a lot of people reacting and saying, we found our kicker. And I'm like, did we? We did find our kicker.
Andre Schmidt.
Right now, I don't think they have a kicker. Like, I think I know they have a guy who they have a contract for. Of course, we just heard we terminated contracts. Yeah, I mean, he's got guaranteed, but whatever. Whatever.
I don't care about guaranteed money.
The Browns do not have a kicker right now. I'll repeat it again. They do not have a kicker for this year.
Well, you don't think Andre Schmidt's their kicker?
No. Why is he their kicker? What has he done?
Well, he was in camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're scouring the It's tough when you don't have a kicker at
pretty
this point.
Position.
They got lucky with Hopkins the first time.
So we're just going to sit here and do the whole Dustin Hopkins thing and hope that he starts to get it right in a zero-sum game?
I'm not saying
game.
He's the kicker either. I don't think they have a kicker
right now.
He's just
the kicker they've given money to.
There's room for improvement. Yeah, I don't care about the money either. Like, there's room for improvement in every other position except for kicker. It's like you either get it or you don't.
It does feel like kicker more than any other position. You go to camp with one team, and if somebody likes you, they're gonna bring you in. If you're tied with somebody else on a team and you get cut, you'll end up somewhere else.
Okay, maybe Andre Schmidt isn't the guy. I just know that Dustin Hopkins isn't anymore. Yeah, I can't go into this year with that.
It's more Schmidt than it is Hopkins.
Yeah, I can't go into this year with that. I'll lose because of quarterbacks. If all four of these guys go out there and they all suck up the room, fine, whatever. But I can't. If I lose games because of the kicker, I'm going to lose. That's way more annoying. Of all the annoying things that we've had to deal with this roster, with Andrew Berry picking these players, if I got to sit there and lose games because you gave guaranteed money to Dustin Hopkins, I mean, that's as incredulous as I think I can get. And that's saying something, because I've been pretty upset.
And
in
can
the past.
You imagine, because I can make a pretty strong case, you know, for those that are trying to be optimistic about the season, about how monumental
game one is. Well, they can win more than five games, I think. But that's pretty optimistic.
But how monumental game one against the Bengals, and if they're hanging with Cincinnati throughout,
and they lose because of the kick,
and they miss a 40-yarder, they get in position. Flacco drives them down the field. They get in position for the go-ahead game-winning field goal.
Individual.
And they lose that game. Good luck. Good luck, because we've talked about the first six games forever. The whole season changes. You lose like that.
216-474-0092. Troy in Zanesville, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Troy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm just going to make this PG-13 because I got so much to say about this whole Shadur thing. I like the kid. He's a good, humble kid. But Shermer coached him at Colorado. He took a lot of sacks at Colorado. Do you think Shermer was going to override what Deion Sanders wanted him to do? No. He's not coachable right now. He's relying on what worked at Colorado, but the stuff that he flawed in, he's not coachable on it. And with all the fans out there saying this is a racist thing.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we talk about the other thing. When you say not coachable, I mean, that sounds almost like he's incorrigible, like he can't be helped. Like you don't think he can learn? Because that's what uncoachable is.
Well, he had Tom Brady helping him out pre-draft. I mean, there was like three lanes that he could have stepped up into on five of those sacks. And he just didn't. He tried to play hero ball.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, that's, and we're not a Colorado.
There's something there I disagree with, but continue. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to become racist tired with this because it's not true. He sucked. And it's not a racist thing. He just sucked Saturday. So I just want to put that out there.
No, I agree with that. I don't think that the Browns are racist, and I don't think that in Troy.
Well, it'd be really tough to win football games in 2025 if you were a racist football team.
Troy, thank you very much for the call. The other part about
we're going to get all the white guys on the team and see how anybody got the win total and the over? Anybody picking them? The whole white team out there on the NFL gridiron on Sundays?
I disagree, though, with a little bit of what Troy said at the beginning. Not the last, obviously. What Troy said at the beginning, when it came to like the Tom Brady stuff, like, yeah, man, you can get a lot of help with a bunch of brooms chasing you around. You can get a lot of help with a bunch of bags out there and winning drills and doing drills. But until you're actually thrown in the fire, that's what really is going to separate whether or not you've learned from tendencies. And quarterbacks especially, they get these habits and they become bad habits, and you have to play to get rid of these bad habits. When he comes in this season, it's the first thing I'm going to worry about, because Saturday was a lot of bad habits. Now, naturally, you're going to have a lot of bad habits. See, this is the weird thing about it. There is a lot of fans who believe that he should be much higher on the depth chart, that the Browns are terrible, and he should be number one. I don't think he's ready to start. I think that you want to talk about irresponsible. I think it would be really irresponsible to play him next week against Cincinnati or anything like that. That's irresponsible. But also, when you don't have a lot of good offensive linemen in front of you, you're going to run into problems. And him, is it correcting it by throwing the ball right off the rip? Is it correcting it by getting rid of it as fast as he could? No, he was playing hero ball. He was trying to run around, and he did a lot of running around, holding on to the ball, taking sacks at Colorado. So those are what? Those are bad habits. And it's so incredibly hard to get rid of bad habits without being actually in the fire. There's a lot of guys who thought they had their habits corrected during off-season workouts in a soccer dome. There's a lot of guys who thought they had their things corrected during off-season workouts in the field house at their colleges. And then they get to the pros, and they still think they got it figured out because they're in controlled environments, they're in joint practices, they're running drills, and then they get out there with actual guys trying to earn jobs and going after them, and it becomes tough. It becomes real difficult for them. It's happened with a lot of quarterbacks, not named Shedeur Sanders. Joe and Medina, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Yeah, about that two-minute drill that they threw Huntley in, what if they weren't looking for what Shedeur could do? They've already seen what he was doing. What if they were looking for maybe one of the receivers that they knew that they were trying to look for, you know, at the, whether they were going to cut him, and they have already seen what they had with Shedeur, and they're putting him in there just to see everybody else.
Well, I mean, he only attempted, yep. Under the gun, he only actually, under the box score, he only attempted one pass. Now, he attempted two, but that was taken away because of the penalty.
Yeah, so, but you just said that he had bad habits drifting back and all that stuff. So what if they were looking at a lineman that was trying to block, and they knew Shedeur wasn't going to be able to help that lineman out because he actually didn't give the lineman much help, did he?
On a final drive of the game is what they were trying to do. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he had how many drives? He had five drives.
Yeah.
And he went nowhere with it, right?
But if I know it's not all about Shedeur and it's not all about the quarterbacks.
Yeah, the quarterback's the most important guy.
But man,
well beyond offensive line depth.
He ran what, 20 yards back?
I could have seen him a sixth time. I could have seen him one more time. I could have seen him one more time.
But you're not looking at him now, right? You're looking at the offensive lineman that's trying to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, but I could also look at the offensive lineman and go,
How many times did Huntley get sacked?
Joe, he didn't get sacked from what I remember, but I'm telling you right now, I can look at the offensive lineman and go, hey, this guy's doing a good job. The guy behind him can't get rid of the football. I could always do that, can't I? Yeah.
These are all coachable, teachable moments. And they were deprived of getting that in the final drive.
I mean,
with the guy that everybody wants to see.
Big Joe, it's not an insult.
Well, not everybody wants to see. The coaches done seen him. The coaches know what's going on. Just the fans and the media want to see him.
The coaches don't want to see. They want to see Tyler.
They don't want to see if he can orchestrate a drive in under 2 minutes.
Joe, thank you
for the
call.
Game on an NFL level, even if it is a preseason game. I would think they'd want to see that. Now they don't know. They don't know how he would react to that. Maybe it would just be horrendous. Couldn't be worse than what we had already seen.
The only thing I would think of is that you didn't have a firm grip on the offense before. How am I going to speed things up and you're going to have a firm grip on the offense now?
Yeah,
okay.
But final,
maybe they thought they were putting him in a bad situation if they were putting him in there.
Is such a different, and special. I get it. It was the third preseason game, and I get who he was playing with and who he was playing against. Bunch of guys that will never play in the NFL. That's true in all cases in the third preseason game. But there is part of this reality of the final 2 minutes is not really like the rest of a football game. Final 2 minutes is a lot of react, and it's a lot of scramble situation. And it is sometimes where we've seen offenses be stagnant in a football game until the final 2 minutes. And that's different. It's just a totally different type of a game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.